As far as state engineer Jason King knows, this is the first time they've ever told farmers to stop pumping groundwater.
What we are seeing in these two particular basins, Smith and Mason Valley, are just unprecedented water level decline. They're the steepest on record.
So to avoid widespread well failure throughout the valleys, King has cut in half all supplemental water rights. Supplemental because they're only supposed to be a last resort for when the Walker River is dry and farmers must pump groundwater instead. The problem is, King says, farmers have been relying solely on this groundwater in recent years, and now the aquifers are running low. Wells are dropping by 8 feet or more every year.
In these prolonged drought years, more pumping is occurring. These supplemental groundwater rights that we issued, you know, decades ago are being pumped at a level we've never seen before, which only exacerbates the water level decline, and we find ourselves in this position.
Irrigation requires the most water in Smith and Mason Valleys, so that's why the state has singled it out. The order will not affect domestic wells or commercial water rights. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.